Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Amber Waves Hair Salon, where every day is a good hair day. Amber Waves, located in downtown Naperville. And brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. If you've been searching for a financial institution that offers innovative products and services like mobile check deposit and still delivers exceptional personalized service, your search is over. DuPage Credit Union provides robust online and mobile banking solutions that make banking as easy as tap, snap, and deposit. I like that. So whether you prefer banking poolside or in person, DuPage Credit Union always has your best interests at heart. Learn more at DuPageCU.com. That's DuPageCU.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by JW Rule Landscaping Services. JW Rule Landscaping Services can serve you by creating and building a landscape that fits your house style and your lifestyle. Jim and his team use their years of experience, knowledge of plants, and formal training to complete your desired outcome, whether it's a large project or one of my favorite Jim projects, the Fairy Garden. You can notice the difference. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Belgio's Catering. They put special in special events. Steeple Nicholas, helping people manage their money and investments for over 100 years. Fast Signs Naperville, Sullivan Steakhouse, Body Brown Sunless Spa of Naperville, the only way to tan, and the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding.
Wow! I feel good. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got it.
Hey there. Good morning, everybody. And welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio, the good show, I like to call it, that airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until now. We've extended the show another half an hour, just keeps growing and growing. So we're from 9:30 until 10:30 Central Time. So if you're listening on either ends of the country or other sides, other parts of the world, make sure you tune in at the correct time. That's for our live show, but we also podcast, and you can tune in to that any time of day, anywhere. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning in to The Good Show, where every week I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. Yeah, my producer will back me up on that. We have good laughs on this show, don't we, Beth? All right, I also welcome your calls, so you can call me today if you want. If you're up this early, it's not that early. It's kind of late, actually. It's almost 10 o'clock. If you want to call in, tell me your opinions, your thoughts, maybe ask my guests. Ooh, we've got some amazing guests today. A question or anything funny you want to add, I'm all ears, especially when it comes to fun stories. The number to call is 347-945-7215. That number again is 347-945-7215. I'm kind of talking pretty fast and I'm breathing heavy because I got to get to my guest, my first guest. But before I do that, I want to tell you, holy cow, what a show we have lined up for you today. We're going to smack this one out of the ballpark, that's for sure. A few little goodies. On today's show, you won't even believe who's coming on. Country music artist. Are you ready for this? Wait for it. Wait for it. Country music artist Jared Neiman. Hee-haw! He's going to be in the house. We're going to be talking to him a little later in the show. But first, we will be talking to Karen Coleman from the Naperville JCs about this weekend's huge festival in Naperville, Illinois, The Last Fling. And guess who's my other guest on the show? Yep, they're coming to The Last Fling, the Goo Goo Dolls. And this morning, my guest will be bassist and vocalist Robbie Takac. How about that, everybody? So sit back, grab your cup of joe, sit back, relax, and listen to this fun show. We also have Tom from Belgio's Catering. He's the main sponsor, or his business, I should say, Belgio's Catering, the main sponsor of the Naperville Fling's main stage, where the Goo Goo Dolls and the Judge will be performing this weekend. And to give us all the details on these fantastic shows that will be happening at the Last Fling is Karen Coleman from the Naperville JC. She's joining us in just a few minutes. But first, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show on Internet radio, and indeed it is the good show. You know I love to hear all the good things happening in your life. And, you know, maybe you had a baby, maybe you had you got a new job or you want to do a shout-out to your new boss, maybe you got a new house, whatever it is that's good news, we like to hear about it on this show. Today I'm also giving away some good things, some Dolly mugs and 2 tickets to The Last Fling as well. So when you call in, you have a chance to win either one of those items. So who watched the Cubs the other night when they beat the Dodgers and we had pitcher Travis Wood? He had 7 brilliant innings. So let's hear it from my Cubbies. A little shout out to my Cubbies. My guest coming on later on, Jared Niemann, we'll talk about that connection between him and the Cubs too. But we have to do a quick thank you to everybody who came out last Friday night for the Rockin' on the Trolley with Dolly event last Friday night when we trolleyed from Naper Settlement over to the Chicago Marriott Naperville for a little party they threw for us over there. Thank you to everybody over there. The staff there at the Naperville, the Chicago Naperville Marriott were phenomenal. So I want to do a shout-out to everybody over there and thank everyone at the Naper Settlement when we trolleyed back to the Naper Settlement and we saw that amazing Michael McDermott concert. It was such a thrill, and his wife, Heather Horton, up there performing with him. We did miss Heather playing her fiddle, so we will have to schedule another party to go see Heather with her playing that fiddle. She's just amazing. But it was all about Michael McDermott and the Blues Kings band playing. It was a great night, beautiful summer night. Stars were out, perfect weather, and we're sitting there listening to the best Bruce Springsteen songs ever. So, wow, what a night. Thanks to everybody that came out. Thanks to all my loyal listeners and all the sponsors of the show. Can't thank everybody enough. Wow, it was an unbelievable night. If you haven't, if you didn't get a chance to go, we're going to have more events like this, so we'll have you on. All right, let's bring on Karen Coleman. Hey, Karen, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, she is. Karen is the PR and marketing chairperson of the Naperville JCs, the organizers of the biggest festival in town this weekend, The Last Fling. It's going to be held, as I said, this weekend, Labor Day weekend, and Karen's going to fill us in on what we can expect this fun-filled weekend, the official last weekend of summer, guys, hence the name, The Last Fling. So, hey, Karen, tell us, are the JCs ready for this?
We are. We're trying to be, but we are. We are. Always last-minute things to do, but we are thrilled that it's tomorrow and can't wait to get it off the ground.
I know. Everybody's excited about it. All the street horses are up. The cones are up. Directing traffic. Can't park anywhere now because the fling's in town, but we don't mind that because it's going to be a blast of a weekend. So let's talk about the fling. You've got some big names coming on the main stage. Main stage, your sponsor, Belgio's Catering. Let's start with Friday night. Who do you got Friday night?
Friday night, the opener is Jason and the Haymakers. They're terrific. And then we've got Jared Niemann, who you'll be meeting and speaking with later on today. He starts at 8:30. He's a terrific country artist. And Saturday, we've got Michael, who's a local Chicago artist. We have the Delta Saints and then the Goo Goo Dolls headlining at 8 o'clock.
And now, then, all of these performers on the main stage, too, I should add, you have to get tickets for. So are tickets still available? Okay.
They are still
available.
How do
people get tickets?
You can go on our website, www.lastfling.org, or you can purchase them at a ticket booth at the event.
Okay.
Same price.
And I hear that you're pretty close
online
to selling.
Or,
oh, you can do it online, too?
Yes.
I hear you're pretty close to selling out those Friday and Saturday night shows.
Yes, we are. We're pretty excited about it. It's going to be a great crowd. They're going to be fantastic shows.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't get, if you can't get a ticket, somehow tickets get sold out by the time you get around to buying a ticket, which happens to me sometimes. I do wait till the last minute. There is hope because the entertainment stage is free, right, Karen?
Yes, so it sure is.
You can head over to the entertainment stage. I actually will be emceeing on Friday and Saturday nights there. So stop by, say hello. It's conveniently located right next to the Bear Garden.
Yes.
So there's not a far walk to get a refreshment. They have pop.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yes. We're excited to have you there on Friday and Saturday, emceeing We've got some great acts over there as well. Great
yes,
acts.
Yes, I hear you have Love and Money. I have to look at my lineup here. Love and Money is going to be there Saturday night. Friday night, the big name there is?
Pat McCarty.
No relation to me, even though my last name is different. But if you say it fast enough, it sounds like we're related.
I
really can't wait to do it. It's going to be a blast. It's so laid back and relaxed at that entertainment stage. It's never too crowded, and you kind of get the feel of a smaller festival there. And that's sometimes a lot of older Naperville folks, the old not the old-timers, I shouldn't say that, but, you know, if you've been around long enough and you've seen the fling from its very beginning to where it's at today, sometimes you're in the mood for a smaller stage and more of a laid-back area. But that's not to say that main stage won't be rocking and everyone won't be having a great time. And you guys do such a great job with crowd control. And it's always very comfortable on Rotary Hill where the main stage is based. Now, let's talk about during the day, you've got some family fun things planned.
Yes, we have a lot of things. We have an area inside the Naper Settlement, downtown Naperville, which is called Family Fun Land. And it runs Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And we have all kinds of things. We have demonstrations. We have Cold-Blooded Creature Show will come. School of Rock from Naperville is coming. We've got a meet and greet with Peyton List, who's one of the stars of Jesse and the Diary of a Wimpy Kid film. We have Shaylee is coming. She's a kind of a local celebrity.
Oh, yeah. I remember introducing her for the very first time on the main stage at the Fling a few years back. I got right before I introduced Seventh Heaven, Shaylee came out, and she was, what was she, like 9 at the time?
Very
sweet
young.
Little girl.
Yeah.
Now she goes by just Shaylee. I had to say her last name. Now she's like a Madonna. She's so popular. She just goes by her first name, and she's exploded on the scene, that's for sure. Her voice is incredible. And her she got her first break, I think. Probably she can credit the Naperville JCs for that one.
I think
so
we
she's
help.
Back.
Yeah.
She's back,
yeah, she's
and then you've got...
She's wonderful. We have the Radio Disney Road Crew is coming. We've got a DJ... fun coming with spinning discs. That's a lot of fun. It's a great kind of demo. We've got Hicks Brothers stars coming. We have superhero races. We've got senior bingo. We've got apple pie bake-off. We have
bed races
diaper
coming
derby,
back,
which is so much fun.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys still have the big wheel races, too?
We do, yes.
All right.
Yes.
My kids always did that. And then they've got the bed races are back, skaters picnic, spaghetti, pie eating contest. There is so much to do for all ages at this Fling. This is one of my favorite festivals of all time, really. And then on Monday, to cap it off, there's a big parade in the morning.
Yes, yes. We have a huge parade. It's the Downtown Naperville Labor Day Parade. We host it every year. This year we're honoring the Naperville Area Chamber of Commerce. This is their centennial year. And we are so proud of them, our partnership with them, and we're so happy to be able to honor them and all of the success they've had and the developments and progress they've helped drive in Naperville. We're
awesome.
Very happy about
that. I can't think of a better group to honor than our own military, that's for sure. And then you've got Saturday. I'm taking part in this. I just was asked to be a judge for Singing at the Fling. Tell us more about that.
Singing at the Fling is our... kind of version of American Idol here in Naperville. It is a karaoke and singing contest that happens on the entertainment stage, as you know. It's at 12 o'clock on Saturday. The rounds of preliminary singing contests have already happened, and now we've got the finals happening on Saturday. And then just like with Shaylee, the winner of each category in the finals gets to sing on the main stage on Monday.
Wow, that's going to be fantastic for whoever that is. The pressure's on me. I'm one of the judges. Gosh, I think I could wear like a mask or something.
You'll do terrific.
Because that's always something really, really hard to judge. There's just so many talented kids involved with that, you know. But I'm honored to do it. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, Karen, we're almost out of time because I got to get on to pick up Robbie from the Goo Goo Dolls.
Sure.
He's waiting to talk to me. But let's quickly recap real quick. If anybody needs tickets for The Last Fling, for either the Goo Goo Dolls on Saturday night, Friday night, Jared Neiman, Sunday, Collective Soul, and Monday, you've got, I don't know.
We have Jessica
Help me
Ray.
Out here, Karen.
We have Jessica Ray. Actually, Monday
Jessica
is
Ray.
A free day on the Hill. So
All
we
right.
actually
we like
only
free on the
tickets
show.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Right.
All right.
Right.
That
the
sounds fantastic.
You can buy them online at our website at lastfling.org.
Okay, everybody, get your tickets. You are not going to want to miss this event. Karen Coleman from the Naperville JCs, thanks for all you guys do in the community. And I should say, we talked earlier, Karen, about this right before you got on the show. All of the profits you make from the fling go to charity. So,
yeah,
you know, why not give back? Awesome.
Exactly.
Thanks for all you do in the community, Karen, and all the
Thank
Naperville
you, Dolly.
JCs. All right, isn't she wonderful? I cannot wait for this festival. And you know what? I especially cannot wait for Saturday night, performing on Belgio's catering main stage at Ribfest on Saturday night will be the Goo Goo Dolls. So, hey, let's go on the line and see if Robbie's here yet. Hey, Robbie, are you with us?
Hi, it's actually Marta. I'm going to connect you with Robbie right now.
Oh, my God. All right, sure.
Okay, one moment.
So Robbie's going to be joining us for the very first time on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Many of you know him, obviously the bassist and one of the vocalists on the Goo Goo Dolls, but we just love him because he's Robbie. And pretty soon we're going to be welcoming him onto the show in just a few minutes. I think I heard he's out, well, obviously he's touring, but I heard he's actually out of the country. So I think they're in Canada right now, and they might even be touring with, you know what? It'll come to me. This is why I need 10 producers, because my brain doesn't work as well as it used to, you know? It's Matchbox 20. I wanted to say Collective Soul. No, they're going to be at the Fling on Sunday, but Matchbox 20 doing a couple gigs right now with the Goo Goo Dolls. And we're waiting right now for Robbie Takac, who never been on the show before, so we're really excited to have him on. I'm not sure what time it is in Canada right now. Maybe they're getting him out of bed. Robbie, get out of bed and get on the Dolly McCarthy Show, would ya? And then we'll be talking to him for a little bit. But, you know, coming up close to 10 is Jared Neiman. So hang in there, everybody. I want to do a shout-out to all of my listeners last Friday night who came out again to the Rockin' on the Dolly Trolley event. And that concert with Michael McDermott was just amazing.
Hey, Dolly, you're on with Robbie.
Oh, my God, here we go. Hey, Robbie, how are you?
Here we go. Here we
Good
go,
morning.
Revved up and ready to go.
I heard that you're in Canada this morning. Do you even know what city you're
in?
Yeah,
we're in Halifax.
Well, of course you know where you're at. But I guess I would think with all the touring you do, I mean, if I'm working 4 days in a row straight with my crazy 12-hour shift, sometimes I wake up in my own bed and wonder where I'm at. So I can only imagine with all the touring you do how
crazy
can be in your
work. Yeah, we've been doing this a long time. You know, I every morning I roll over and the very, very first thing I do is look at the telephone because there's usually the address of the hotel on there. And, you know, you don't want to go through half your day thinking you're in a different city, you know.
Oh, that's too funny. We know, I follow you on Twitter, and I got to tell you, your posts, they crack me up, by the way. And I read one of your posts, you said you were in Rama, Canada, and you were kidding, going Rock-O-Rama or something. Like, it was just really funny. And then you had a post about you thought you were in Atlanta. And just the things that you post on there are really funny and interesting. And rather than just what standard rock stars put, you know, hey, everybody, thanks for coming out to the show. You have some interesting posts. So it's kind of cool to follow.
Yeah,
you, like
you know, I think it's fun. I think you know the whole social media thing's fun if you use it for the right reasons. You know,
yeah.
I think some people use it as, you know, as a bully pulpit and stuff. You know, and get a little weird on it and stuff. But
yeah,
in
well,
general,
that's not,
I think
definitely
you,
not your style. So we really enjoy calling you. Hey, the Goo Goo Dolls, man, you guys have come such a long way since 1985. I've been a fan since that time. I've been following you my entire life. Lots
wow.
of high school musical memories with the Goo Goo Dolls, that's for sure. And yeah, let's point out, okay, we got to point out some of the facts here. 14 top 10 hits, and of course everybody on this planet has heard your 1998 mega hit Iris. It's still one of my top 10 songs, I have to say. So, you know, you think you've got this, you guys are touring now, and you've got this new album, Magnetic, that is just exploding. It's phenomenal. And I have to say, I even love
Thanks.
The new video for Come to Me. It's one of my favorite songs
yeah,
on the album.
Yeah, the lyric video. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You know, this album is kind of upbeat now. Is that a reflection of where the band is today?
Well, I just think, you know, things are getting a little dark. You know, we've been putting out records for an awfully long time. And, you know, in through the 2000s, you know, there's some fairly dark times. And I think we just sort of incorporated that into you know, the thematic parts of the record. But I think, you know, we looked at this record and really wanted to try to make it a little bit more uplifting. I think it's, you know, it's something that, you know, the world's in need of right now, you know, a little bit of good energy. So, you know, we definitely tried to lean in that direction.
Yeah, you know, I have to agree with you. And it seems like more and more, not that you're copying other artists, I think that you guys just kind of lead with your heart and you do what comes to you because of where you're at in your life. But it just seems like a lot more artists are doing more upbeat songs, and the public, you know, these are hard times, so they're really embracing them, and they're fun. I mean,
yeah.
That Come to Me song is fantastic. What is your favorite song on the Magnetic album?
Oh, man, that's tough.
Do you have one yet?
it goes day to day. You know, there's a song called Keep the Car Running that I really like, but it could be because we're not playing it every night. You know, we're 40 shows deep on this tour right now.
Wow.
So, you know, I've heard Come to Me and Rebel Beat an awful lot, for sure, and a few others from the record. But, yeah, tonight's our last show with Matchbox 20 here in Halifax. So, you know, we're going to do
like?
A couple.
What's it like?
Oh, yeah, we're going to do a couple more shows with them. And we're going to do a couple more shows on our own. And then we head out to back home for a little while, and head out to the UK in October.
Oh, that's really exciting, you guys! And then you've done a ton of shows in America. What's it been like performing and playing and touring with Matchbox 20? I can't imagine all those guys hanging out for that long a period of time. What do you guys? What do you guys do? What do you guys eat?
Well, you know, it's pretty normal, you know. You know, they've been at it a long time. You know, we've been at it a long time. So, you know, half of it's about staying out of people's hair, you know. You know, and half of it is, you know, and the other half is, you know, whether or not they're decent guys. You know, we've been out on an awful lot of these summer tours and with some bands that haven't been, you know, all that group-minded. So, you know, they've kind of stunk a little bit. You know, but these guys are great guys, and you know they, you know they get it, and they understand, and you know our fan base is, you know, fairly similar, so you know the shows have been huge and you know really amazing. So we've been having a great time.
Now let me ask you this: what sort of music do you guys listen to when you're on the road? Were there any influences on the Goo Goo Dolls in the early years? What were those influences?
Well,
I asked you two questions.
John brought some other producers in. We brought some producers. Four producers worked on this record. So, you know, quite often the producer, and especially in this case, I think has a lot to do with what a record sounds like. So, I think that there were a lot of outside influences as far as, you know, the production of the record and stuff like that that weren't around before. John also did a lot of writing with the producers as well. So, you know, I think that brought in a different type of sound. But you know, it's funny. I play in a rock band, you know, and I tend to listen to music kind of to escape, And so a lot of the time, it's like I'm not listening to, like, rock music so much, you know. I'm listening to, you know, I listen to some, you know, like a hip-hop music, and I listen to some dance music. And, you know, I like to go back and listen to, like, a lot of kind of 70s kind of metal stuff, you know, Black Sabbath and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, yeah, not stuff that's really, like, you know, necessarily what we do, you know. So, you know, but, I mean, we draw influences from everything, you know, everything that's around us, man, everything we hear, everything we do.
Now, the fans, there's going to be thousands of fans on Rotary Hill this Saturday night at the Naperville Last Fling. What can they expect to hear more of this weekend? You're going to be playing a mix of old and new, or more of the new?
You know, we do, you know, I mean, like, we know people come to hear, you know, songs by a band that they like, you know, and we know that there's a bunch of songs that, you know, we probably won't get out of the place alive unless we play. So, you know, that's a good dozen songs. So, you know, it's been pretty, it's been tough after all these years trying to get all those songs into a set and then still play, like, a bunch of stuff that we just like to play and then incorporate the new music. So, but on our headline shows, we usually get, you know, 6 or 7 new songs in, and then the rest is, you know, stuff that we know people are there to sing with us, you know, sing along with.
Yeah. What's it like for you going up on the stage, looking out at the massive amounts of people out there? Do you still get excited? Do you get nervous before the show? Do you just get this rush, this high? I mean, what is it like?
I mean, I don't know, man. That's such a weird question. I get asked that a lot, you know, and I don't know what you think about. I mean, I've been doing this my whole life, right? So, you know, I mean, I guess we walk up there and I don't know. You know, you see, here's the funny thing. Like, you got to do a great job whether the crowd sucks or whether there's 50 people there or whether the crowd's amazing and there's 100,000 people there. You know, you still got to do a great job. So I think I kind of go to a place, kind of. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I kind of, like, go to a place and I kind of, like, try to, you know, bring people into that place, you know. But I always like to be in that place because it's safe and I know I can do a good job there.
Well, you definitely do a good job because people have been following you for nearly, can I say it, on nearly 30 years. My goodness, Robbie.
Yikes.
It's amazing. You guys have been rocking for almost 30 years now. Can't be that. We can't be that old. But, you know, you seem like the funny one in the group. Are you the one that kind of makes everybody laugh and keeps it lighthearted? Has it always been your place, your role?
Yeah, I don't know. I just like being in a band, man. You know, I like making music,
you know,
with people.
You and I have something in common, although I think you're a little bit more obsessive compulsive of a collector than I am. We collect those Pez dispensers.
Oh,
yeah,
I have. Yeah, I have. Probably, I have thousands, man. It's crazy.
You really?
Yeah, I have a lot of them, man.
What's the last one you got?
I don't have it yet, but a friend. Well, no, oh man, I could tell you, I got some crazy stuff, man. I'm friends with the curator of the Pez Museum at the factory.
No
and,
way,
man. He just brought me like the mother load. But my most recent acquisition, I haven't gotten it yet, but a friend of mine found an old Mickey Mouse in his house from when he was a kid, who was probably his parents. Like you know, he's in his, you know, like late 20s. So it was, you know, it's an old footless one. Yellow with yellow stems. So I can't wait to get my hands on it because some of those, you know, there's so many of those, you know. So I'm excited to see what it is. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Now here's something that I got in my, I always have one in my purse because I feel like those things make people smile when you pull it out. Like you'll be in the middle of a conversation that maybe is getting a little too serious and you just pull out that Pez dispenser. It works every time.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
There's something
I would
kids
never do
too,
that
man.
I hear you're a big fan of skydiving. No, you'd never catch me skydiving.
No, I'm not a big fan of skydiving. That's not, no, I jumped out of an airplane once And I think that's the end of my skydiving career. That was it.
Just once. You like to try everything just once?
Most things, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So where are you guys off to next after you do Last Fling?
I think we got one more show in, I think we go to Nebraska. Yeah, we go to Nebraska after that, and do a show with Lifehouse, I believe. And, who are a great band. And then, we head to, and then I head back home for a little while. I do a little music festival back in Buffalo. It's not a little music festival. It's actually a huge music festival. Like
Buffalo, New York,
bands,
where you're
actually.
From.
Yeah, and I do
see
a quick,
lot of old friends.
Well, I live there. I moved back there about 4 years ago and opened a recording studio and do a bunch of not-for-profit stuff with music and town and stuff. So, but we're gonna shoot a video for Come to Me after that, and got a couple of random shows, and like I said, then off to the UK in October.
Awesome. Well, we love the new album. And we're so thrilled to have you guys here in Naperville performing this Saturday night. I can't wait to see you guys perform.
Yeah, man, the Last Fling, right?
The Last Fling at the Belgio's main stage. I got to say that. They're also my sponsor on the show.
Awesome.
You know how that works, Robbie. But they're awesome. Great catering company. And so, Robbie, it was so great talking to you and, hoping it cools off here in Chicago before your performance Saturday night. Thanks for chatting with me, Robbie.
Yeah, I hear it's pretty hot in the Midwest right now, huh?
It's a steamer, but it'll cool off on Saturday. If not, we'll get the fans blowing. We'll send you the cool vibes up there.
Awesome. I appreciate that.
All right.
Well, listen, man, great talking to you, and keep it up.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Robbie.
Okay, see you later.
The Goo Goo Dolls. That's Robbie Tayek. Tayek from the Goo Goo Dolls. Wasn't he awesome? He's such a cool guy. Now we're going to turn the show a little. We're going to go and, there's two sides to me. There's the rocker side, and then I've got the country side. I'm a little country. A little? Hell yeah. I'm a big country girl. And we're going to get Jared Neiman on the show. Let's see. Jared, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, my goodness. Hey.
I
thought maybe I'd have your publicist first. We'd have to wait a couple of minutes like we had to do with Robbie.
What? I'm a big boy. I can handle a telephone.
So where are you? Where are you now? Thanks for coming on the show. Where are you right now?
Well, thank you for having me. I'm just out in the middle of Wisconsin, and we're headed to a fair in Elkhorn. And so just enjoying a beautiful morning on the bus.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it beautiful in the Midwest today? It's just north of Wisconsin. Just north of us.
Oh, yeah.
You're from Kansas, right?
I'm from Kansas. We actually have a guy from Elgin, Illinois. In our bus.
Really? Hey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's his name? Because I'm related to a bunch of people in Elgin. I wonder if that's my cousin. And he's not telling me he's touring with you because he knows I'm a crazy fan. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not that crazy.
Hey, I like crazy works for me.
So
hey, that's funny. You were talking to Robbie earlier, and I actually met him at Goo Goo Dolls when I was in L.A. It was just sort of random. We were staying at the same hotel, kind of met in the bar area.
You don't say, wow.
Ended up going partying.
How too funny is that? Wow, that's such a small world. But you're making your way down from Wisconsin, though. You're coming back down to Naperville Friday night for the big concert on the hill in Naperville. Thousands of people coming. Have you ever been to Naperville before?
I have not. I've never been.
This is your first big concert, man, right here. And I saw you in July. You were at Wrigley Field singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, seventh inning stretch.
Yes.
At Wrigley Field for the Cubs game. I saw that. I thought that was so neat to see you in Chicago singing at Wrigley Field. And I have a good feeling that you're going to be back at Wrigley Field with thousands of your fans just there for you someday. Let me tell you.
We'll
work on that.
We had the opportunity to play with Brad Paisley at Wrigley Field a couple of years ago, but as you can imagine, they weren't there for me. And so it would be fun. It's always great. I love Wrigley Field. I've been to about 4 ball games there in addition. And it was weird. I was standing in line to get backstage so I could sing that, and Channing Tatum was right behind me, and I was just like, yeah, it's so random who you're going to run into. And he was there. He's shooting a movie. And so I guess if I ever meet him again, I could say, hey, remember me? I was a real nervous guy singing the seventh inning stretch. You there? Did you hang up on me?
Jared,
yeah,
are you there?
Sorry
about
here.
That. I think something happened with the connection. Yeah, I hear you perfect now. Hopefully.
It's probably this being out in the country here.
You know, driving through the countryside, we don't have those cell towers everywhere up in Wisconsin. So that's probably what happened. It dropped out. But, no, we're glad we got you back. All right, so we were talking about Wrigley Field and how awesome it was that you were there, and you played there with Brad Paisley not too long ago, too.
Yeah, it was fun. I just love it there. I love the Cubs.
Let's talk about your album that came out late last year, Free the Music, a phenomenal, your sophomore studio album, a phenomenal album. I'm going to list all my favorite songs, and I'm still not going to be able to say them all during the segment here. But, you know, no. Your song, Shining on Me, Get On Up. I post that on my Facebook sometimes many mornings just to motivate people. That is such what's one of my favorite songs, especially right now in my life. And then you've got One More Drinking Song, which I heard at the Toby Keith Bar last weekend. There's a Toby Keith Bar in Rosemont, Illinois. So you're just exploding. You're everywhere. And now I do have to say, my listeners, someone Facebooked me and said your song Real Women Drink Beer. I want to know the answer to that one. Is that really true? Did you really write about what you know?
Well, you know, I've had some people come to me and high-five me and be like, that's right. And then some people come out and be like, well, I don't drink beer. I go, I guess I'm not a real woman. I said, it's a koozie. Come on. If real women fit whiskey, drink whiskey, if they made a koozie that fit around a Jack Daniels bottle or around a rocks glass, then I would have said real women drink whiskey. It's just a silly, fun song. But, yes, I've happened to, you know, my mom drinks beer, and she drinks whiskey. So, you know, I see both sides of it.
That is, what about that song, your whiskey song? Where did that come from?
Whiskey Kind of Way?
Whiskey Kind of Way. How did you come
know,
up with
I
that
wrote,
one?
I was actually sitting at the bar. You know, I don't want this to be the continuous thread of the conversation. So I was at the bar, and I was borrowing my friend's car because mine was in the shop. And he was like, man, don't be late. I have to be to work, and I need my car back. Well, I ran into this guy, and we started writing that song sitting at the bar. And we wrote the song. It was like on a napkin. And a few months later, I was looking on my dresser and found it. And I was like, what's that? And then I started reading it. And thought, man, I like those lyrics. So then I put a melody to it and just kind of held on to it for a while. Chris Cagle and Joe Nichols at times both kind of had their eye on it. And I managed to hold on to it. And when I had the opportunity, I just threw it on there.
Thank God you didn't throw that napkin away.
I know. Good thing I didn't clean my room for 3 months.
Too funny. A lot of dust bunnies keeping you company in there, huh? You know, you are first and foremost. First of all, let me just say you have an amazing voice. You've got amazing stage presence, and everybody here in Naperville just can't wait to see you. And we all know that about you. But you are a real deal, true singer, songwriter, and that to me gets so much respect and admiration for someone who writes their own music. You've even written for big name stars too.
Thank you for saying that. I really do. I just love writing music. I've always been intrigued with the creative process. You know, because if you're a singer, you got to have a song to sing. If you're a band, you got to have a song to play. And I just really fascinated by it, and so I just always love and cherish the moments I get to be a part of other artists' careers.
Tell us where you. How did you come up with this "Get On Up" song? One of my favorite songs. I got to ask you about that one.
In this crazy business, and and just in this crazy lives, there's just so many things that challenge you on a intellectual level, clear to social level, career wise, anything, And for me, it's just this is my third record deal. And there's nothing better than, it's okay to feel sorry for yourself for a day or two, but then, man, you need to get up and make everybody shut their mouths that they don't think you can accomplish something. And so for me, I always do better when I have people, that don't believe in you and want to see you not succeed and fail. So I just kind of made that song as a motivational song. I'd also just met a couple of UFC fighters. Rich Franklin is an Ohio guy, and he's met him in Cleveland, and he's a UFC legend, and he's he hadn't drank since even a Coke since seventh grade. I mean, he's just hardcore into helping kids, has a lot of camps and things like that. And I just wrote it after meeting him. He's just sort of inspirational on that side too.
That's a great song. The other one of your people's favorite songs is "What Do You Want From Me?" What do you think? Why do you think people love that song so much? I mean, they definitely can relate to it. Do you have a personal story of that one?
Yeah, I wrote that song with Terry Bradshaw's daughter. So, one, I'd never been in a room with a hot songwriter before, so I was sort of running on adrenaline. But also, my girlfriend at the time had not only left me, but she moved to India, out of all places. India.
Whoa.
And so I thought, man, I might need some counseling if I'm sending people out to India. And so I sort of wrote that about, she moved back to Nashville and called me, and it just kind of brought all those feelings back. And I realized that you only hear from your exes for three reasons. One, because they haven't heard from you, so they're wondering what you're up to. Two, because they want to make you jealous. And three, because it's really late, and they're lonely. So I wrote that song about those three reasons, and I think maybe that's why people connect, is because they know how it is to see that phone call.
Was it easy for you to go from being a songwriter to performing, or have you always been a performer too?
I've always wanted to, to be a performer, and so I do a lot of writer's rounds, and we played, I'd pop in the band, the creepy old band, and the guys we drive around the country playing anywhere that would have us. And so, it's something I've always done. And I love being able to get on stage and convey the messages and things like that. So I feel like that's what I moved to Nashville to do. And I'm just glad I get the opportunity.
And what's that experience like for you? I asked Robbie this too. When you walk out there, someone introduces you, says your name, you hear your name, and then you're making those steps to the front mic, and then you just see these massive amounts of people out there. What feeling comes to you? Do you have immediate connection with that audience?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can see instantly the people who, are probably just there because it's a fair and they have no idea who you are. And you see the people who do and care. And then you see the guys that have their arms crossed, that are staring at the ground, that are mad that they're there. And then you have, the drunk people that are just happy to be anywhere. So it's just it's just a great array of cornucopia of awesomeness that we get to play for. And for me, it's almost like, I don't want to say, it's not definitely an autopilot or like a trance, but you sort of just go with the flow. I think if you just were to stop on stage and really think about it for a second, you could probably scare yourself to death, but man, from that moment, from get on stage to get off stage, I don't even think. It's just you just go into this mode, and all you're worried about is trying to make sure everybody's having a good time, and so that's the most important thing.
Yeah, there we go. That's a true star right there, making sure everybody's having a great time. That's for sure. What's your favorite song on the new album? You got to have a favorite.
Only God Can Love Me More, not just because we put it out. It's just one of those songs, how you were talking about with What Do You Want, it's you write a song and you like it or you wouldn't record it, but when people come up and say, hey, I needed to hear that song, and Only God Can Love Me More was written about a relationship, but I've had other people come up and say, hey, that reminds me of, my relationship with my parents and things like that, because it's not obviously like a make-out song. But so people come up and just say, hey, you know, this song hit me and reminds me of this situation. So when you start hearing that from individuals, the song just starts going up and up and up on your, you know, on your favorites, because you realize it happened. You actually had something, a message that people needed to hear, not wanted to hear, but needed. And when you write something people need to hear, that's when it really jumps to the top of the list.
Yeah. That song is real popular at weddings, too, these days. You know that.
Well, you know, I've had a couple people say they put that on their wedding, and you know, there's a couple lines in there that kind of say, hey, although you're a horrible partner, I still love you. So let's spend the rest of our lives together.
So you're driving up in Wisconsin. What are you guys, what are you cruising in right now?
We're cruising in a bus.
They got you set up
I
in a nice
your
bus there.
Tour bus. Yeah,
what are
I mean,
you eating on
real,
the tour? Are they feeding you well? Yeah, what are you eating
oh
on the tour?
Oh, my God. I've got to, like, wear one of those masks that Michael Jackson used to wear around, you know, for germs. I have to wear those just to keep all the good food out of my mouth. There's, like, seriously.
You had me
you
worried
go,
there for a second, Jared. You had me worried
yeah.
there for a second.
Yeah, it's all that cow feces. I'm just not a fan. No, really, there's so much great food. I mean, anywhere you go, they're like, oh, you got to try our barbecue. You got to try this. We, you know, every fair fries, everything, you know, everything. And so the craziest thing I saw fried, we played the New Mexico State Fair, and they had fried beer.
Fried beer?
That?
No
yeah,
way. How'd they do that?
Dreams do come true. it was really just like more Hush Puppy-like. It was sort of a ripoff. And see, it wasn't really, I mean, it was like a Hush Puppy on a shish kebab of Hush Puppies soaked in like some sort of beer reduction caramel sauce with, then it had like whipped cream and a cherry on top. So the only thing, my only complaint was I couldn't taste the beer, but to be fair to them, I was already drinking beer, so maybe it just, maybe I already had beer in my breath. I don't know.
Tell us something. You know what? That is hilarious. Too funny. So how are you staying in shape with all that fried food there now up in Wisconsin?
See, that's where,
do you have any
that's
fried
where reality hits. I do love fried cheese. I love fried cheese. But I actually, it's great when your label calls and says, hey, October so-and-so, you're shooting a video. All of a sudden you're like, well, there goes the fried beer. And then you get into this panic mode of, oh, my God, you start thinking of, like, videos you've seen of people that have gained a bunch of weight. And you're just like, everybody just annihilates them. And because, you know, there's a lot of great people out there, but, man, there's a certain percent of the public that would love just to take a giant universal pogo stick and just bounce all over you. And when you're down
well,
and I've been working out a lot recently.
Yeah. Well, there's not many gyms though on the road. It's tough, but you know. So we wish you luck with that one.
We play cornhole or bean bags or bags, whatever, depending on the part of the country you're in. What they call it.
I'm kidding, Jared. You look great. You look fantastic. I've been watching these videos all week, showing my kids and. Who's coming? They're like, who, you know, Friday night, Jared Neiman. They're just watching the videos and kind of trying to memorize the song, the words, which come very easily to them. They just love it. So you have a universal appeal, it seems like, too. I've got young ones as young as 9 and my oldest 17, and they love your music. But then you've got folks like me, I'm not going to say my age, that love it, too. So you have quite an appeal universally. Have you toured out of the country too?
You know, I've been played in Canada, which I know is not that far. But
yeah,
I've
that's
also
where Robbie's at right now.
been to Europe.
Europe? Yeah,
played in Germany. Played a couple
What's
shows.
What's it like when you go to Germany and play some country music out there? Are there country fans in Germany and Europe? That's a dumb question.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it?
Well, no, this is crazy. You know, if you picture like a James Taylor concert and you see all those people in the front row, their arms around each other and they're crying, swaying back and forth, the fire and rain, right?
Yeah.
Well, I was in Germany and I literally – these people really are into it. I mean, they're just, even if they don't know the music, they just are happy to be watching a lot of music and they dig it and they're just, you have their undivided attention. So I'm on stage and I'm singing Family Tradition by Hank Jr. And I'm serious. I look out, and in the front row, they had their arms around each other, swaying back and forth, almost crying and stuff. If they knew what I was singing about, they would be like, what are we doing? So it's just mind-blowing to see, different cultures. I love it. So I didn't know what to think, but it was beautiful over there. A lot of great museums and old churches and really cool things like that.
Very cool. Very cool. So what's your favorite, dare I ask you this? What's your favorite city or parts of the country, I mean, we'll say that you like to perform in, or do you not have a favorite?
Well, some are, there's charm to every small town to big city. And I think that for me, this is kind of, it won't be any surprise, but any place with water, whether it's fresh water, salt water, it's just something special about being close to the water. You just feel like you're
on
vacation.
You must be a Pisces.
No, I'm a lovable Leo. I've reined my bad qualities in. It's hard as a Leo to survive with so many ridiculous qualities, but I've got them honed and reined in.
Well, I hope you have time to check out Naperville has a river walk. So we have some water behind the stage. You could take a look at that. But, we're not too far from Chicago, about 30 miles southwest of Chicago. You going to get some time to visit the city?
I don't know. I really do love Chicago. And it is crazy how you're in downtown Chicago and then all of a sudden there's a beach. You're like, what is that doing here? That's not here. How's there a beach downtown Chicago? That doesn't even make sense. So I think that's one of the hidden gems of Chicago is, through the smog you can see an ocean.
Yeah, it's the Lake Michigan. Beautiful Lake Michigan.
Yep,
that's
yep.
Right.
It is, have you spent much time on Lake Michigan?
I grew up here all my whole life, born and raised in Chicago.
Man, I don't know. You're raised in Chicago, just making sense.
Born and raised. Northwest Sider.
I have a bunch of friends that go fishing out there, and they just said it's the best. I was just going to get a second opinion.
Oh, yeah. Do they do some smelt? We're going to be having smelt season coming up very soon, like mid-September. Smelt season. We go down to the lake late at night, we'll grab ourselves some beers and hang out at the lake and smelt fish, and then we smoke them and eat them up. They're disgusting.
Fun. They're disgusting. That's what it's all about, is spending your whole day so you can eat some disgusting stuff and it's still being fun. That's a lot of fun.
It seems to be a theme in our conversation about food. I think it's my fault. I'm proud of it. So when you're not on the road, what do you like to do? You've been on the road a long time, though. Have you been on the road almost a year now? Since you released
the album? Now we've been on the road for almost 3 years. I mean, not with a week or two here and there at Christmas and stuff, but we've been nonstop. We went from Gary Allen's tour to a Brad Paisley tour with Darius Rucker, and then on to me and Lee Bryce did a tour, we did a tour with Dierks Bentley, then back out with Brad Paisley and Blake Shelton, and then we were out with Miranda for 7 months. So it's been...
Wow. You're just having the time of your life, aren't you?
Yeah, I stared at the wall in Nashville way too long and for years, so I know how that feels. And so if anybody's, let's just be a part of there. Because, these fairs that come along, they're, once a year, and there's a lot of people who are volunteering their time in the community, and it's just a chance for everybody to get together and enjoy what's going on right inside the little city limits. And that's how it was growing up. So I love it. And so anybody that wants us to be a part of that, I know what it means to them. It means a lot to me to do that. So we'll keep rocking until they put us in park, I guess.
Well, you're going to be busy for a long, long time. They're going to be keep asking for you. That's for sure at all these fairs. There's plenty to go around. There's tons of them here in the Midwest for sure. And I'm always I'm just so pleasantly surprised, too, at all the country singers like yourself that come out to these small fairs, even. You're not small time by any chance, but you come out because those are the heart of your fans, and you really give back to them, and they really love you for it. So when you're not on the road, what do you like to do? Well, I guess 3 years ago, tell me the last thing you did before you started going on the road.
When I get home, ever since this era of having Netflix on your television, I just watch like seasons of stuff in one sitting. I just put in a catheter and I'm choking. So I just lay there for hours and watch like seasons of stuff, like Californication and Breaking Bad, seen all the Weeds, and you know, just anything kind of ridiculous. I'm just attracted to either silly or ridiculous kind of my existence.
That's too funny. Well, it probably relaxes you and gets your mind off everything that you have to do, and it's a nice break from your crazy schedule, that's for sure.
Well, it's good, you know. It is weird when I first got on the road, sleeping on the bus. Anytime a driver even hits the brakes, you think you're just crashing and burning instantly. You're like, oh, my God, we're dead. And then as time goes on, you get home and you're laying in a bed and you can't sleep because it's not moving. And that's when you realize you've been on the road a lot.
Yeah. Anything you want to say? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I woke up in my bed the other day and I was, you know, that feeling of, where am I? Oh. Oh.
Yeah, that's what I was talking to Robbie about, too. I mean, I don't know how you guys keep track of, especially if you've been on tour for 3 years. How do you keep track of where you're waking up in the morning? You know, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's cool. You just got to remember that, we have I just look at my schedule. Do 1 week, like 1 week at a time. I just try to pay attention to and show all the respect I can for that week, where I'm going, where we've been, what's going on in that town, who else is playing. You know, just try to focus on that, and it just seems to work for me.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about your future. Where do you see yourself 3-5 years from now? Do you have any goals, any dreams beyond what you've already accomplished? I can't imagine you have more than this. This is probably a dream come true for you, right?
Oh, man. To say the least, it's unbelievable. And, you know, I've always, anytime you hear, like, the future, a question about whether it's 3, 5, 10 years, that's just, I hope I'm alive first. That'd be nice. but I think, you know, I just hope that I get to continue making music. I'm not saying, oh, all of a sudden I want to be a mix between Elvis and Garth Brooks or nothing like that. What I'd like to do is be able to play country music and just continue to put out music that hopefully people can relate to and want that music to be a part of their lives. And if that's the case, then, you know, we'll just love to keep rolling down the road, you know, until the final mile has been driven. And I just hope we get to just keep making music. That's all I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, keep going.
What about you? Where are you going to be in 3 to 5 years?
Yeah. 3 to 5 years? Gosh, no one's ever asked me questions. I'm usually the one asking the questions.
Well.
I know I'm going to be 3 to 5 years older. I'm still going to be having a lot of fun. Too funny. You know, it's been great talking to you. So great talking to you. We could keep talking. I've got so much more questions to ask you, but my show, I got 90 seconds. That's what the operator tells me. But I can't wait to see you Friday night, everybody. Naperville Last Fling, Jared Neiman. The album is called Free the Music. I'm not kidding you. As soon as I heard this album, I'm downloading all the songs right away. You're going to love them all. Keep bringing the music to us. Keep bringing that free music to us, Jared. We love you, the judge over here.
Yeah,
it's been so great
talking
to you. I want to thank all my listeners today on the show. And Jared, did you want to say anything before I cut you off to all your fans out there?
Well, I'll let you close your thing. I just want to say, hey, I hope everybody can make it out. We love you. We hope you come out. Let us show you a good time.
Awesome. Jared Neiman, can't wait. All right, everybody, get on up over to Rotary Hill for the Last Fling to see one of my favorite country singers, Jared Neiman. All right, thanks again to all my good guests this week. And to those we couldn't get to on the phone, I've got these tickets. I'm going to give them away on my Facebook page, The Dolly McCarthy Show, to see Jared Neiman Friday night. And if you haven't done so already, please like The Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. I hope you'll be back to listen in next week for another hour of The Dolly McCarthy Show with lots of good news, good guests, and a good laugh. So long, everybody.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.